There are no poodles or terriers in this crowd. These are Canadian Inuit dogs, among the toughest breed on Earth. And they are clearly the stars of the Klimalinuk Quest, a grueling 320 kilometers of steep climbs and rapid descents. Race director Mooney Laita hopes races like this will revive a long-time Inuit tradition.
Wants to bring back what we used to use before, so I hope it will bring back a lot of teams.
Snowmobiles are the transportation of choice these days for most people in Nunavut, but the winner of this year's race, Iqaluit lawyer Paul Crowley, hopes that will change.
No, it's modern conveniences. We don't do horse and buggy in the south, we don't do dog teams in the north, but as the price of gas goes up, maybe the dog teams will become more important.
Second place finisher and polar adventurer Maddie McNair says dog teams demand a lot of time and commitment, but something has to be done.
This is the last Indigenous breed to North America. There are not many left. There may be 2,000 in the world.
In northern Greenland, there's a ban on other breeds to keep the line of sled dogs pure, and snowmobiles aren't allowed in some areas. Canada's eastern Arctic isn't at that point. Still, many hope the sled dog races will continue to help the dog teams grow in popularity, despite today's concerns about climate change. Patricia Bell, CBC News on Frobisher Bay.